Pot.
That jabroni you have shit in your studio.
Ow.
Is this jabroni's name?
Jabroni of the week.
All right, this week I'm going to give you four dishonorable mentions because, and I'll explain later, but I'll just go ahead and get it right into this. I want to start with MMA fighter Jordan Powell. He's on like a one of the lower level MMA leagues or whatever you want to call it. And man, he got caught showboating. Classic showboating. You get caught and knocked out. He was mocking his opponent right in his face. And his opponent gave him a nice roundhouse kick to the jaw and knocked him out. And he ended up losing in about 35 seconds.
Seems like there's one of those every couple
happens
of months.
Once in a while, yeah.
Yeah.
And we'll move on with now the, well, I brought up Anthony Tolliver last week. He was cut on his birthday. Well, he was waived on his birthday. He was in the middle of a two-year contract with the Sacramento Kings. Sacramento tweets at him, says, "Happy birthday, Anthony." And then they cut him about 5 hours later. So he hasn't been picked up by anybody yet.
I mean,
so he's without a team.
It's better than them not wishing him a happy birthday and then cutting him. At least they're courteous first.
Maybe.
I suppose.
Maybe. I don't know. I would listen to an argument either way on that.
All right, next I'm going to go with the Miami Marlins in a game last week with the Phillies. Attendance was very low. Now, as of right now, Miami is currently the third worst team in baseball when it comes to average attendance. They're around, I believe, around 15,000. No, 18,000, I beg your pardon. They had a game last week with Philly. 1,600 people showed up. That is the lowest attendance since 1989.
Like for any team
for
the Marlins?
For any team.
Might have something to do with the fact that they're in Miami. There are other things to
well,
do.
And they're in a bad location. That stadium is in a bad location.
There are a bunch of contributing factors to that. Yeah.
All right, then my last dishonorable mention, I'm going to bring up New York Knicks former head coach Derek Fisher over the weekend. He was charged with DUI after rolling his car on Highway 101 in California. He was going, funny enough, 101 miles per hour when he was clocked.
It's amazing he's still alive.
And hit a guardrail, rolled the car, and a lot of people have been writing about how he's had this lady named Gloria Govan in her car because that's the ex-wife of ex-teammate Matt Barnes. Mm-hmm. And apparently since they've been dating, they've been feuding. And I guess a lot of people see this as a win for Matt Barnes. Now, both of them were okay. They actually came out of that without a scratch, both wearing their seatbelts. Keep that in mind, kids. But my jabroni of the week, I'm going to go with the Cleveland Cavaliers this week. They've been blown out twice so far in the NBA Finals, and it really feels like the media is just out to get them. The media wants them to lose this thing. What really made me want to bring this up during Jabroni of the Week is because there was a photo that was tweeted out during Game 2, which was Sunday, of a member of the Cleveland media at the game watching the WWE pay-per-view on his laptop. The funny thing is, he was not the only one. There was another guy down the row watching the WWE pay-per-view from Cleveland. There was a third member of the Cleveland media there watching a show called The Keeper or The Keepers or something like that on his laptop. The media was not even paying attention to the team at the game. And then they're, you know, during media gatherings, they're asking stupid questions to LeBron James. Plus, who was it? Jason Whitlock saying some jabroni things about LeBron James and racial thing. I don't know.
Yeah, him and Clay Travis. Yeah. Those would be my co-jabronis of the week.
So they're all trying to bury the Cavs.
I'm not going to name names, but I have seen a media member watching an unrelated thing at a K-State basketball game before.
Well, if that wasn't the vaguest threat out there that I've ever heard, I'm not.
The media member was watching a USA soccer match, actually.
Oh, well, that's not. You know. If you're a soccer fan, I mean, depending on, I would have to know, there's a lot of details here. I would have to know, is this like a Robert Morris non-conference men's basketball game on the same night
actually,
Team USA is playing a World Cup qualifier?
I'm pretty sure that that's exactly the scenario. Well, they were playing Bobby Moe.
That's fine. That is much different. We're talking apples to oranges here than being at the NBA Finals between the Cavs and the Warriors that everybody's been waiting for the entire year to watch, and you're watching, what was that show? What was the show that you said?
The Keeper or The Keepers?
Yeah, you're watching The Keepers. The Keepers?
I have never heard of it.
Apparently the show is nuts. It's on one of the Hulus or Netflix or whatever.
We sound like
everybody has been talking about it on Facebook lately, and
it's on Netflix.
Okay,
it's on one of the Hulus or the.
I sounded pretty old right there.
One of those picture boxes. It's on the picture box. Yeah, just watching the Keepers.
Apparently,
on the picture
box. Color television.
Yeah,
yes.
Yeah, live and in color. The Keepers. It's a docuseries that tackles the unsolved murder of Kathy Cessnick, a beloved nun and Catholic high school teacher in Baltimore.
I know that story.
That is The Keepers. So, and that was a very rousing into the show there with Jabroni of the Week. Thanks for listening to the show today. Appreciate Elijah Lee, Cole Manbeck for both coming on today. Thinking we're going to have a big guest tomorrow. Need to make sure we have confirmation on that, but a big guest tomorrow, hopefully. For Mitch and Tyler, I'm John. I know that was cryptic and vague. We'll see you tomorrow.